What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Team Chat Podcast, a video game show. You probably thought we were gone, didn't you?
But we're back. Thought we were dead.
We're here. We're among the living.
We're here. We're queer.
Very much so, and we are ready to bring you another episode. Ooh, what?
Quick aside, I've never mentioned this, I don't think, to you before, but I've said to Bro Mogan, if I ever start my own gay bar, you know what I'm going to call it?
What are you going to call it?
We're here. We're queer. Here. We're ready to drink some beer.
Oh my God, incredible. Incredible.
Nobody take my idea.
Is it all just going to have to like talk about it in the like the abbreviation? Like WHWQ. Yeah. Hey man, I'm thirsty. Where do you want to go? Oh, I know this great new spot.
I want to go to WHWQ. It's not going to fit on the sign.
It's going to be a really long business card. The neon sign is going to be ridiculous.
I'm
going
to have to really reach for increasingly thin like gay puns for beer names. So everybody start sending me those now so that I can keep a running list for the
future.
Just
have the beer tab ready to go. Well, I am one of your hosts, Jared Wilson, joined to my right by my future bar owner, Rachel Mogan.
Buongiorno?
Buongiorno. In the most fitting buongiorno it is yet to be.
It's so finally fitting because we were gone for so long because I have gotten back from a lengthy vacation in Italia. Kirok's homeland.
How wonderful. It was an amazing trip, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm super
fantastic.
Jealous of the place
yes.
You got to go.
It was amazing. We had an absolute blast. It was me and my parents. And if you've never traveled internationally with your parents before.
I have not done that yet. Oh, wait. Actually, I have. I've traveled internationally with my dad.
Yeah, you've told me that. It is challenging. But it's also a lot of fun.
I'm sure
we had a wonderful time.
I'm sure it's a little different when you travel with your parents as an adult versus traveling with them internationally
when you're
13 when I was. So,
this
yeah.
was the most structured trip I've ever taken abroad in terms of like having things planned out in advance
sure.
because every time I've been before it's just been very loosey-goosey, like I'll go where I want, I have nothing planned out, and as a result I've never seen all of the sights
right.
of Italy. So this time around I actually got to see the Colosseum, the Roman God. Forum, the
so
Pompeii
jealous. I'm so jealous.
And a bunch of our Kirok James K
mm-hmm.
and maybe James K twice took a bunch of the photos that
oh, those
I posted.
Are cracking
those
me
were
up.
So good. James K took a couple of my photos from the Roman Forum and I think another one from just one of the really nice parks in Rome, the Borghese Villa, the Villa Borghese, excuse me. And like redid and put like video game logos on top
so
of them.
Funny.
So he put the Civilization logo on top of my Roman Forum picture, and it actually looks
it,
so.
It looks like it should it be the box
so
art.
Good.
Civ 6.
It looks like it should be the box art. And then over a really nice, just like beautiful fountain photo in the park, which had like really fancy like filtered lighting and stuff. He put the Myst logo over it, and I showed my mom, who's an OG Myst player,
incredible.
Like the beige PC 1993 or whenever it came out. Player, she was cracking up. She loved it to death. And then Kirok took one of the Assassin's Creed logos,
yep.
and also photoshopped in like a tiny,
tiny
Ezio into one of the photos. They were killing.
We'll
me.
Have to share those onto our
yeah,
social
those were
media
so
after
fun.
After we release this episode and stuff
those
like that.
Those were hilarious.
Oh, man, that was some good content.
I was like, man, people have. And so James K was like, I just edited this on my phone, so it's probably not very good.
Quick.
And I was like, you fucker. Stop being
show
better than
us.
Off. Yeah. Do you have Photoshop on your phone? What do you do?
I mean, I guess. I actually don't know off the top of my head
yeah,
what,
I know how
what
he
app
did
I would
that.
Have used.
Yeah. Is he like MS Paint on his phone?
Oh, man. He's got really,
oh,
really
boy.
Coordinated fingertips then to be able to
yeah,
do that on,
Jesus.
The, on the phone. But you know what? They were talking about the video games over there in the Italia. And we're going to be talking about the video games over here today on this episode of Team Chat Podcast. And you can listen to those on podcast services around the World Wide Web, as well as watch a video version of each episode over on our YouTube channel. You can find us on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and also we have a Discord server that you can join where we have a lot of great conversations when we're not here recording the show, such as all this great picture content we're talking about from some really cool people, you know, one James K, who... Another transition just rolling right into it is a really cool person outside of his art, but also because of his patronage
great
to
transition.
Team Chat Podcast, which you can also do for as little as a dollar a month. You can head over to patreon.com/teamchatpodcast. Give us a little, toss us a little coins, and we reward you with cool perks like getting the episodes early before their general Thursday release and access to a private channel on our Discord server, the Rogues Gallery, as well as some extra goodies and fun bits along the way.
I'm not sure if I like.
I said tidbits, and then remember you didn't like tidbits, so I tried to switch it to fun bits, but the bits was still in there, and I have a feeling that's the part you probably don't like the most.
No, the fun bits is worse. Good Lord.
Anyway, you can head over to patreon.com/GeneChatPodcast just like Super Saiyan Ace, Erica L, Elise F, Zach S, Susan M, James K, Michael B, Andrew M, Michael S, and Brandon W have done. And if you can't do that, that's no big deal at all. We totally understand. And there are a ton of great free ways that you can support the show, such as telling your friends, writing us reviews, following us, and subscribing wherever you listen to or watch the show. All that good stuff helps get the good word of Team Chat Podcast out there to the masses. And for that, we are incredibly thankful, grateful, and love each and every one of our listeners, viewers, patrons alike.
Heart emoji. Smooches, XOXO.
We're slipping right into this. It's just a little break, and we're just back.
Yeah, just nice and back.
It's good. It's good to be back. But before we jump into the main topic of the day, let's get a little bit of news and what's coming out soon. In our moment with moment.
I did go back and check what all came out between our previous episode and now, and honestly,
nothing's worth our time.
None of it seemed super worth our time. The only one that stood out to me even a little was House Flipper 2.
So
just in case you were wondering, House Flipper 2 is out now, but everything else seemed awfully forgettable. So if a 10 out of 10 game was on that list and you're feeling really fired up about that, put it in the comments, bitch.
Let us know.
But some stuff is coming out to round out. I can't believe April is almost over. I know, right?
Jeez.
Anyways, the name alone already has me semi-sold on this game. Another Crab's Treasure. God, I hope it's about crabs.
Just Crab's Treasure?
Another Crab's Treasure.
I thought you were saying that like it's another...
It's the treasure of another.
It's like
crab.
It had come out before, but I like that title. That's fine.
Maybe this is like the sequel to A Crab's Treasure. Maybe this is like another
That's
Crab's
I was wondering
Treasure.
If it was a sequel.
Anyways, Another Crab's Treasure is out for Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Fallout 4 is getting its PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S port, I assume. Library of Ruina, or Ruina, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, is out for just PlayStation 4 and Switch, which leads me to believe it's probably a port. I could be wrong about that, but based on just those platforms, that's usually how it goes. Saga Emerald Beyond is out for PS5, PS4, Switch, PC, iOS, and Android.
There we go.
Wow. Saga Emerald Beyond, again, I could be wrong about this, but based on the fact that it's coming out for iOS and Android, it makes me think it's one of those gem matchy puzzle games.
Oh,
could
yeah.
be wrong about could be, that, could but be. You never know. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Sweep the Board is coming out for the Switch on April 26th. Based on the name, seems like a board game. Based on the Demon Slayer manga/anime. Manor Lords. Somebody added you about this game.
Yeah, Kira just told me about this earlier because I shared that I, once again,
you were back into
beat
Civ
another
Civ
again.
Game. You absolute scumbag.
Just back on my bullshit. I can't get off of it.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so Manor Lords, which I gather is up Lord Jarrett's
alley. It seems like it is right up there.
Is coming out for PC on April 26th. Sandland is out for PS5, Xbox Series X, Next, PlayStation 4, and PC on the 26th as well. So is a game that a number of our listeners are really jazzed about. Stellar Blade is coming out for PlayStation 5 on the 26th. Top Spin 2K25, which is probably a game about...
Ping pong.
It could be ping pong. It could also be pickleball. Top Spin is something that pickleball people are always going on about.
Just tennis.
It's probably
right?
tennis, yeah.
We guess
anyways,
the two things around
we're
it.
Guessing it's probably tennis, ping pong, or pickleball.
Or all three.
Or all three. Also, very presumptive of them to say 2K25. You never know. We all might not make it that far. Just putting anyways,
just how the world's going.
Very optimistic of you. Anyways, that's out for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron HD Remaster is out for the Switch on the 28th.
Can I say that one more time?
El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron HD Remaster.
Okay, that like threw me through some
Yeah, what is that game
because
about?
I don't think there's any... I need to, like, see the box art for this or something. Well, finish your thing, then
well,
I'll circle
El Shaddai immediately makes me think of Shai Hulud from Dune.
Well, no, it makes me think of because it was... I'm going to butcher... I don't know the actual translation, but I always knew of El Shaddai, you know, from, like, my Christian upbringing.
Oh.
That of it being, like, a name... Some kind of, like, religious, like,
well, it's
like
also
context to that.
Ascension
there was, like,
of the Metatron, which is also a religious thing, or at least the Metatron
see,
is.
Now
isn't
I
the Metatron the voice of God?
You know what? That is... Okay, El Shaddai.
Do I know more about religion than you?
That
if, and if, I wasn't even homeschooled.
This is definitely not...
Oh my God, religious. Let me see it.
It's a 360 game getting poured into to the Switch, I guess.
Box art is incredible.
But I don't think this has anything to do with Jesus.
Oh, it, I God, I hope it does. What if that is Jesus?
What is the most... there is a song that like we played or listened to a lot in church growing up.
Jesus loves the little children?
No, it was... It's by somebody, and now I'm never going to find this dude who it was.
John Legend.
It's just giving me... No, it's not John Legend. It's giving me just Amy Grant, and that's definitely not who originally used to sing the
Anyways,
song.
Based anyway. On the name and the box art, now that I've seen it, I'm El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron HD Remaster. You have my attention.
Michael Card is who did the song El Shaddai back in the day.
Okay.
I just figured it out. But no, that just kind of like threw me through a loop and threw me in like...
Okay, sorry. We'll move on.
Just kidding.
Anyways, that's out for the Switch on April 20th.
Those two words together in so long. It's like, what? No, church and video games can't cross over.
Oh boy, you're not gonna like hearing about a game called Bloodborne. Then it is all secretly about the church.
Oh, that's
well, not really.
From what I've seen of Bloodborne, I'm into it.
It's not. That's neither here nor there. Anyways, the point is, Braid Anniversary Edition is out for PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac, Linux. Wow, that's a stretch.
Don't see that much.
iOS and Android on April 30th, and then rounding out the month, two more games: Front Mission 2 Remake for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and fingers crossed, Sea of Thieves, which I thought already
PS5.
Came out. Yeah,
it's PS5. One of the it's one of the right. the Xbox games that are making its way over to PlayStation.
Right.
Formerly exclusive ones now, maybe because it's that one. Grounded, the one that's like where you get Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves, basically, and you're in the backyard
indeed.
Fighting bugs and stuff. Looks fun until you've come across the spiders, and I'm like, I'm out.
Indeed.
I'm out.
Anyways, Sea of Thieves, PlayStation 5, April 30th. That was a short window of exclusivity.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's something, I feel like it was announced as part of a move by Microsoft being like, okay, we got to move some games. Uh-oh, my light died. Hold on, let me fix that real quick. All right, what were we talking about?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
Sea of Thieves.
El Shaddai.
Dude, you gotta sing me that song.
El Concorde Adonai.
That's how it goes. Jesus.
Anyway, so we were not talking about El Shaddai.
We were talking about Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Yes. So I think it was a move by Microsoft in trying to
just move some
games. Some games and get some forward momentum going, because I think, you know, it's kind of like how PlayStation is moving some of their big exclusives to PC. I think it's just Microsoft doing the same thing, trying to open up a little bit bigger market for them. But yeah, but it's all older stuff. But Sea of Thieves, by this point, I want to say is maybe 5-ish years old at this point. It's been out for a while.
Oh, what am I thinking of? A Skull and Bones.
Oh,
sorry.
Skull and Bones is the version of Sea of Thieves that already failed.
My bad. I got my wires totally crossed. All those pirate games sound the same.
I mean,
to
be fair, Skull and Bones is supposed to come out at like the same time as Sea of Thieves.
Yes.
So they were supposed to be like a little bit of like competition against each other.
That's why I'm so confused. My bad.
But yeah. So no, not so yeah, Sea of Thieves, it looks, I never get into it, but it looks like it has fun.
Thieves, I know, has its fans. I know that people like it. I know that it was generally well received. Whereas Skull and Bones is bad? Question mark.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I had to like thinking in my head which one we were talking about again. Yes, Skull and Bones just came out earlier this year. Has not done well. So I don't know if Ubisoft's pirate outing.
It had a fraught development.
A little bit.
I think no one is surprised.
Well, you know, honestly, they tried to do too much to it. People wanted the Skull and Bones. They even wanted the Skull and Bones game because Assassin's Creed Black Flag was so goddamn good. And it was the perfect pirate game. And it had all of the mechanics and trappings for what you would need to do in that game. Sure, change it around to make it where it could be online and multiplayer, whatever, because that's the big draw these days for video games.
Boo!
Is live service.
Online with people.
And so it's just like, do it that way. But now it's this completely different thing. It's like, you know, leans way hard into mythology and like in super, you know, and like the monsters of the sea, you know, all this other stuff. It just doesn't, it's supernatural and all this. It just doesn't look anything of like what its original idea. And I feel like if they had just done it based in the Assassin's Creed universe and like kind of off that same model, it would have been fine. Plus, it would have been out a hell of a lot longer earlier.
Or they could have made it really fishing centric and they could have gotten me as one of the band. A feature that was asking
because,
for.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like now the pirate hype that was in video games because of Black Flag and then Sea of Thieves is now gone.
Yeah, no one, like, there's really no one
now.
No
one's playing a pirate game. Now, is there a rumored remake of Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag coming out somewhat in the future? Yes, there is. Will I play it? Absolutely. That game was fantastic. But like the like build up and like the energy that was built on that, they're like 5 years too late on for Skull and Bones. So yeah. I just don't think it's going to work.
Well, anyways, I know that I did miss some news while I was gone, and you put out a whole Reacts video.
Oh, hell yeah.
Without me, and then I also did not watch it. So tell me about what happened.
The
what
Reacts
did I
would
miss?
Have been too old if I waited for you to get back from from Italia. Plus, we would have had to record it at, like, what, 2 a.m.?
Also, it's for a game that I, frankly,
you're
not
gonna play it. You're not going to play it.
So it wouldn't have mattered.
Take the snake anger and go. But yes, Star Wars Outlaws, if anyone did watch my reaction video to that, released their story trailer for that game. Previously, we had seen a 10-minute gameplay demo, which was great. You know, like showing off the open world gameplay of that game, showing you being able to go from a fight in a hideout onto a speeder bike to a spaceport and take off into space in one seamless motion. That stuff all looks fantastic. And the gameplay does look like it's going to be there to be able to back up the story. But
you
now,
hear that? Starfield?
That's right. That's right.
Damn.
If you're going to include a star in your name, at least do it right. You know what I mean? And so anyway, the story trailer came out and it looks like it's fun to get more background about what the setup for this. Your main character, Kaves, is a rogue, a scoundrel, a thief, a smuggler, you know, whatever, making her way through the galaxy.
Making her way downtown. Is she supposed to look like Jyn Erso?
No, I don't think so. Mm. She's a brand new character, supposed to be her own thing. I mean, I kind of got... See, that's funny you say Jyn Erso. In the story trailer, she kind of comes across as like, not like a carbon copy, but having that same just kind of like scoundrelish charm as Han Solo.
Oh,
and so that kind of makes me like, A, excited for it. I hope she's not just like a complete copy of Han Solo in every way, but just like kind of got those like hints. And I was like, oh man, this will be really fun.
Yeah.
But the main thing of it is that you pissed off the wrong crime boss. And now that crime boss is sending, whose name is like Sliro, I think.
Crime boss name.
Honestly, I will say, I didn't say that and didn't really think about it at the time in my reaction video. But the way the dude looks in like his like outfit and get up, he's kind of got this like fur, like not cape.
Oh no, did they accidentally make a space pimp?
No, he looks like a medieval lord.
Oh, okay.
And like, and I'm really here for the design. But then I hear his name is like Sliro, and I'm like, that doesn't really do much for me.
No.
But it does look like it. So basically, you've got to pay him off to get him off your back. And to do that, you have to do, you know, a big heist and everything like that. So I think, again, getting to like look at this more of the underworld look of Star Wars rather than it just being like, you're a Jedi, you're a rebel, you're an Imperial, you know, doing that on the more like a side character thing. I think that'll be a lot of fun. I think we're going to get to explore a lot of the like crime syndicates known in Star Wars, like Crimson Dawn, the Hutts, and stuff like that. I think that'll be really great. Black Sun, that'll be really cool to get to see some of that stuff. And so I kind of think that it's maybe going to like, it's taking the direction, I think, of what Star Wars 1313 maybe was going to do with, you know, focusing on bounty hunters, focusing on Boba Fett and stuff like that. It's not going to be the rated M version that we were thinking we were going to be getting with Star Wars 1313. It is going to be just a rated T for teen, but obviously that's not a knock on its quality. We're just not going to be seeing maybe like full on
blood and guts.
Blood and guts. Yeah, exactly.
The best part of video games. It's literally what we all go to them for.
Right? I personally was wanting to play Star Wars 1313 because an M rating obviously means gratuitous nudity. And that is always in Star, okay. You know, that's well established in Star Wars and the films. So I was hoping that was going to make its way
is
over.
Is it? No, I was supposed to say, I've seen most of the films. I don't remember that.
No. It's a joke.
I think I would have remembered
joke.
If Obi-Wan had gotten it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
We all?
Woo! Not you and McGregor, though. The first one.
No, I mean, both. Honestly, let's go. You know? And so, anyway, so it looks like that's basically the basic premise. You got to undertake a big heist to be able to pay back this massive crime lord who's trying to hunt you down all at the same time. We do know from the trailer that it takes place in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi because there is a shot of Kay looking at Han in carbonite, frozen in carbonite, like he is at Jabba's palace.
Indeed.
So we kind of know that that is the basic timeline that we're going to be in. Well, Jabba is also in the game, which is a little bit of another sticking point for it, because, you know, the whole thing, they came out with this trailer, they talked about it, looks great. You can go watch that video and everything, see my full reaction thoughts on it there. Game comes out August 30th, so we do have the confirmed date. That's great. But yeah, they also then announced and all that, they're different versions. And there's the base game, there's the gold version, there's the premium or like ultra version. And then there's also like, oh, hey, you can also sign up for Ubisoft Plus and get the biggest version for $18 a month and play it there, which is obviously kind of what it seems like they're pushing. That's what they want people to subscribe to. Basically, like, it's easier and less money up front for you to play, get all the features of this game if you play on Ubisoft Plus. Because the premium edition, the highest tiered model, the tier of the game, which is like $130, comes with, you know, some extra cosmetic items. You get access to a special mission. You also get that in the gold edition too, and then a few other little things. But it's the mission that it got people in a little bit of an uproar.
I did see this in the Discord.
Yeah.
Even from an ocean away, I was like, wow, damn Ubisoft. They always got to shoot themselves right in the dick, huh?
Which, I mean, it's a thing I go back and forth on, because it's like pre-order, having a special mission or something like that as a pre-order bonus has been a thing for a long time. And is that the best business practice? Blah, I'm tripping all over my words. I apologize. Is that the best business practice? Really? Probably not. But it's where we are in the world of gaming, and that's not necessarily going to change anytime soon. So looking at it for how it is, you know, Ubisoft has done that. In fact, Assassin's Creed Mirage, that just came out in October, it had a pre-order special level. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves like had a special side mission with them. So. But it raised my anger about it, or the hairs on the back of my neck, whatever.
They're your heckles.
My heckles. Heckles, yes. Thank you.
Your heckles.
My heckles. Heckles and my heckles. Is that they came out, right after the story trailer came up, and they said, hey, guess what? That special mission that you get by buying the gold and premium tiers, they're with Jabba. That's cool, right? And everybody's like, you mean to tell me, you're showing me this cool-ass trailer for this cool-ass game, and in this trailer, you're showing Kay going and interacting with Jabba the Hutt. You're showing Jabba in this trailer, and now you're telling me he can only be accessed behind a locked wall.
That is, I mean, to me, it slaps of blatant false marketing.
Yes, little bit.
Yeah.
That got me frustrated. Be like, are you kidding me? Ubisoft has since come out and said, our oopsie on that. We didn't phrase it correctly.
Oops.
This one specific Jabba mission is locked behind these premium missions. You will have other missions and interactions with Jabba.
Okay, so that softens that the blow softens a
it.
Little.
But it is weird that it is now a thing of not that a pre-order bonus, you get this extra mission. It's now completely locked behind a higher tiered paywall.
That sucks, again,
is why they're kind of like, hey, but check out Ubisoft Plus, because for $18, you can get this as opposed to $130.
That is some special Ubisoft scumbaggery.
Yeah, I gotta say it is. And while I'm still excited for the game itself, because the game itself does look fantastic,
it just kind of sours
the taste a little bit. But
that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Speaking of taste, do you think what's her name? Kay.
Kay.
Do you think she's gonna take a spoon and like maybe just take a little scoop of the forbidden Han Solo gelato?
It's hard frozen carbonite. I don't know.
It probably tastes good.
Okay. Just as he's melting out, just be like, ooh, just gonna stab. Yeah, just get a little scoop.
Yeah, that's exactly what I always want to do. It just looks kind of tasty, you know?
Looks like just aluminum foil melting.
I don't know, to me, just kind of always, like, just the fact that it's, like, frozen, flash frozen, I was like, ice cream. So to me, it looks like
a little dry ice.
Tasty Dairy Queen treat.
The Solo Blizzard.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, so it looks like a really good time that notwithstanding, I'm still excited for the game. It just kind of was like, really? I don't know, which I haven't pre-ordered yet. I probably will go for the gold option most likely.
Jared.
But also, like,
you're the problem.
No, but see, here's the other thing too, is they were going to be coming out with, like, it'll have a season pass, and because there's obviously going to have more like DLC stuff. Which I bought DLC, like season passes or like DLC stuff for Assassin's Creed games. So I'm not like opposed to just buying the base one to start off and then getting that stuff later when they actually come out. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I haven't made my mind up yet. But the game itself still looks really cool. I'm excited for all of that.
I will watch you and cheer for you from afar.
Yeah, I'll probably do some streaming of it and stuff like that. Oh, That was the other thing that happened while...
I saw you stabbed me in the back while I was
gone. I thought that you would be happy.
I was like, that motherfucker.
I thought you would be happy that I was finally finishing Uncharted 3 without you.
Why would I ever be happy that you're flushing your life down the drain for the worst game franchise made?
I liked 3 better than I liked 2. I think.
I feel like that's not saying much.
Well, but also you have to say, like, it's not when you can take into effect that it took me like over a year to beat this
game.
That's
true.
So, like,
and it's not a long game.
It was one. It was one that I was just like, I started it. I need to finish it. I needed to like check that box off in my head before I can move on to the next game. Mm-hmm. But the next game is one that I'm excited about. I think you'll be excited for it. That I'm going to undertake on my streams.
If you say Uncharted 4, I will slap you.
It's Uncharted 4. Bring it right here. No, it is Bloodborne.
Oh,
it's time.
Wow.
It's time to
You're going to do the Bloodborne?
It's time to do a Soulsborne.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready for one. I think that'll be a lot of fun to get to do. So that might actually be starting here pretty quick.
That will be
very fun. I'm ready to get into it.
And you will have so much help from everybody in
Discord. It's the best way to get to play it.
Make sure that you tell people when you're going to go live in advance so they can be on, so that when you start character creation, you can get all the tips, the hacks.
Oh, I didn't even think about character
creation. Because character creation, I feel like, is where you either set yourself up for success or instant failure.
That's true.
Because
I hadn't thought about that.
My strong faith in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm always the cleric.
As we know from your knowledge of El Shaddai.
My knowledge of El Shaddai. So I'm always like, cleric sounds fun. I want to win the game in a silly way. And then people are like, oof,
no,
worst class, bro. And I'm like, well, it always is. That's not my fault. So anyways, you will have so much help. I'm sure that people will love that. Bloodborne is very fun and very pretty, even if it doesn't run at a perfect 60 FPS.
Honestly,
so,
and that's fine. I'm going to play it on my PS4. I'm not going to try to like do it on the PS5. Plus,
wow,
I'm tired.
You're not?
I'm tired of like moving them back and forth. And there's not like a PS5 version of it.
So there's really no reason.
I'll be playing the PS4 version on the PS5, which would just give me some extra load times. And to avoid having to carry it back and forth in here for a few more times, I'll just stick to the PS4. But you know, I thought that would be a really fun one because I know we had a couple games in progress, like Resident Evil 8 or... and something else like that.
Kind of forgot we started.
Because we started like in October randomly, like, we're still not done with spooky season. And then spooky season was over. I didn't want to do that one since we'd started with it already and different stuff like that. And I know I had like talked about wanting to take one on again since I felt like I maybe understood things better about what to expect, how to play them, different stuff like that. So it just felt right. It felt like time. So Bloodborne.
All right.
Starting soon.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. A significantly better game than all of the Uncharted's put together.
Now, I do have to burst your bubble. Uncharted 4 will be happening at some point because I want to do it. I made it this far. I have to see it. But Bloodborne first for sure, and probably a few other things in between. But
I have at least heard from people that Uncharted 4 is kind of like considered the fan favorite, right? People like it the best?
Most recent. You know, it came out in 2016, 17. So it's,
too soon.
It's, you know, it's fairly newer. So it takes, you know, I think it probably, as opposed to The Last of Us building on what Uncharted 3 was doing, it built on what The Last of Us had done in terms of mechanics and stuff like that. So I'm sure it runs. I remember playing like the multiplayer in like its beta and different stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. Obviously, I'm not going to really spend much time in that whenever I play it, but it felt cleaner and smoother than Uncharted 1 through 3 did.
Well, of course it did. God, 1 and 2 were terrible.
They were not great. They were not great. And 3, honestly, had its issues too.
I'm sure it did.
But still, it was fun to get that one off the list and check that one off.
The Uncharted movie was passably good.
I thought it was like
that
fun...
That is the most I can say about it.
I will say that it felt very National Treasure to me.
To me, it's like the perfect plane movie.
Yeah,
like it requires no mental investment from you. It is pure glucose straight to the system, which is to say that it's not really good or bad. It's just
fun moments.
The most baseline of entertainment you can get.
Yeah. So, but no, I thought it was kind of like a fun, like a National Treasure-esque felt like, you know, like I also still do like the like hidden treasure, you know, with the touch of the supernatural thrown in, all that shit's great.
I love that genre. It's just that Uncharted blows.
I mean, they tried to shoot it in the foot, stills in the foot with the movie by casting I Still Hold. Tom Holland was fine as young Nathan Drake.
Nathan Fillion!
Well, he's too old now,
no,
though.
No, it should have been old.
It should have been. Well, they should have made the movie like 10 years ago, yeah. 10, 15 years ago, and then Nathan Fillion would have been spot on perfect casting. But then it's, you know, but now I thought Tom Holland was good as young Drake.
He was
I
fine.
Just don't understand why Mark Wahlberg had to be Sully. A bajillion other people would have been a better Sully than Mark
Wahlberg.
He was
neither fat nor smarmy enough for that role.
Or like cocky like Sully is, you know, and stuff like, in the right ways. It just didn't work out. But anyway, here nor there. So I know you've had a lot of travels. Have you been able to play anything lately, or what have you been catching up on since you got back?
So I do have some homework because I think we shouted it out before I left, but I have not yet started the Agatha Christie game Kirok sent me. So that's actually next on my list. So I'm going to try to tackle that. But in the meantime, I didn't take my Switch with me overseas because just
off the grid, unplugged.
Yeah, truly. I mean, I barely checked my phone except for Google Maps constantly because I had to figure out where the fuck we were going. But I really didn't play any games on my phone. I didn't take my Switch with me. I didn't take any of my laptops with me.
Wow.
Not even the work laptop. I truly unplugged. So I did nothing for like a week and a half and then some. And then I got back and I was so jet lagged. I was going like more than I've ever been in my entire life, which I'm sure is just a sign of aging. So I'm like, oh no, my 20-year-old body. That was all it was helping me bounce back so fast. Trips will wear me down. So I mean so I got back Saturday at like midnight 30 literally, so it was technically Sunday, and then on Sunday I think I woke up kind of briefly like around 9 a.m because I was so like out of it. I was like, oh my god, I'm wide awake
and I'm at my house again.
I'm at my house again. And then at about 3 p.m on Sunday I took a nap that just turned into bed, and I slept from like 3 p.m. all the way through to like 8 a.m. the next day.
That is insane to me.
I think I woke up once around 10 to pee. I didn't even eat. I was like, I'm too tired. Just going right back to bed. So I fed the boys, of course. I was like, well, they must eat, my sweet baby boys. And I went straight back to bed. And then for like every day after that, for about 5 days, I was still going to bed at like 8 p.m., ooh, which for me is extremely early.
Yeah.
And just sleeping like a rock for every single night. So I like did not game at all for basically 4 to 5 days. And then I finally have started gaming again, briefly to play Tekken.
Nice.
Because that was very, very fun.
Yep.
Getting back into it, doing a little bit more practice with Lily and Claudio because he's from Italy. So I had to try Claudio. Really bad at him. Really bad. But he's very fun. And then I fell back on my true comfort game, Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line.
See, you can't talk to me at all about Civ anymore. You can't give me any crap about it.
I had to go straight back to my fave. I was like, I just need brain off comfort gaming.
That's what you need sometimes. So the brain
exactly
recharges. Yeah.
But I feel like now I'm more refreshed mentally and I'm ready to go into some mystery solving, solving. So I think I'm going to crack into that Agatha Christie game soon.
I think
it's Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, that's
which
fun.
I already know. So I'm really interested to figure out, I mean, Murder on the Orient Express, everybody knows how that story ends, right?
I actually don't. I haven't like seen or read those movies.
Oh my
movies or books.
God. Okay, the movie starring Kenneth Branagh.
The new one, right?
That just came out?
Yeah,
the newish. Okay. That's
the Nile River.
That's Haunting and Oh, well, you're two behind.
They've made three of
They've
those
made
already?
Three, yes. Okay, so
wow,
I
am behind.
The Ken Branagh Death on the Nile is so good.
Because that's the one with
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot and some other famous people.
Tina Fey?
Yes, it did. Okay. Yeah, the new one had Tina Fey and, a woman everybody loves.
Jim?
No?
No, from 30 Rock.
I mean, I was racking my brains to be like, oh God, was she in it? And I just didn't recognize
hilarious.
Her. Anyways, it had a bunch of star-studded people in it. It was very good. That was A Haunting in Venice.
So the
newest one is A Haunting in Venice, which was good. Death on the Nile was better. And then I would say that Murder on the Orient Express, that was the first of the three that they've done so far.
I did not remember that they did they've made three.
It was actually a while ago.
Yeah.
So Murder on the Orient Express, I want to say was maybe 2014 to 16, give or take.
Oh my God.
And then Death on the Nile, what I think, was 19 or 20.
Jesus.
And then Haunting in Venice was, maybe they're a lot newer than that, and I'm just misremembering totally. But Murder on the Orient Express is a very good movie. It's also a very good story, obviously written by Agatha Christie. It is considered a classic of, like, the murder mystery genre.
Right. I mean, I've heard of it and know of its standing and
even,
all that.
Even if you've never read it or seen any of the media related to it, you have absolutely seen or read something inspired by it. Has gone on. I mean, Agatha Christie has gone on to inspire many, many predecessors, many successors. Anyways, the point is, I'm really, now I can't spoil it. I was going to talk all about the story, but now I can't.
I'm sorry.
So anyways, the story ends in a very specific way that most people know about, but not Jared, I guess.
It's that homeschooling.
So I'm really, you know, honestly, probably. So I'm really interested to see if the game even tries to play it out the same way, because I know how it ends.
Sure.
But will the game try the same approach, or is it going to, like, totally derail
itself? Because it's a train. She got a pun in there.
I got one in there. I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope that the game goes totally off the rails. Ha! 2-1. Anyways, I hope that it goes totally off the rails, because I would love to see that story done differently.
Yeah.
Because the ending is really specific, and I would be, I don't know.
You would see all the clues and be like, doing this.
If it's going to be something different, you would know right away.
Yeah.
So I'm just really curious to see how they play it out, and just to see how they do the mystery elements of it, because obviously, lifelong Nancy Drew mystery investigator fan.
Right.
I am a senior detective, as you might say. So I'm just really curious to see how a different genre, how a different, what's it called? IP is done.
Yes.
So anyways, that's next on my list.
Well, that'll be cool. That'll be fun to see what you think of that one as you play through it. I also need to give the one that he gave me a shot to, Bramble. I'd seen videos of that one. And if you're watching the stream and we're like, opened it, it like took me a second for the dots to connect what game it was. And then it looks really cool. Have you looked up any the gameplay footage or anything of this game?
I have not. I'm doing it now.
It's going to be kind of like a spooky, scary game a little bit.
Well, the first result is Bramble Cocktail Recipe from Liquor.com.
Well, then I'll drink that while I play.
It's a gin-kissed beauty of a cocktail. Features fresh lemon juice and blackberry.
A gin-kissed beauty of a cocktail. Right.
Anyways.
I want to try that one out because it looks like it's based on Finnish or Norse myth, I want to say.
Nordic fables,
Fables. And so, what I remember seeing is, this one level where it's, you're just this little, tiny fairy, something like that, and just making your way through these levels, and everything else is, way bigger than you. So, this one mission that I saw is there's, this witch demon, some creature that lives in a lake, and you're trying to make your way across this lake.
I see the problem.
And you're trying to, slowly move make it across by hopping across, lily pads without this creature getting you.
So, if you were tiny, I could be wrong about this, that might be a Rusalka.
Ah.
I have played, remember that Russian
Black Book?
Yeah, remember Black Book? Yep. It had Rusalka in it.
So yeah, I think it maybe is something off of that. It looks scary, but the art style of it and just how they...
God, she's horrifying.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a scary time. So I'm very excited to try that one out.
Jesus. I guess I didn't realize you were tiny.
Yeah.
You're you are little elf people.
But that's literally the only bit of the game that I've seen is just that interaction with this.
And that's what all of the images are of.
Yeah, so it's apparently a very big deal. So I'm very curious to get into that one and see it. And it looks scary, so it's going to be a good time. But
you do look scary, damn.
Other than, I'm trying to think of what I've been playing lately. Other than, still keeping up the Tekken fight, still messing Mortal Kombat, still playing Helldivers 2 and all that stuff. Which... we talked, I feel like in our last Shoot the Shit episode about our Tekken prowess and how we're just probably we feel like we've hit the peak. I've absolutely hit the peak. I have not advanced past Warrior.
So I disagree with that because I feel like when we played the other night, your Shaheen looked stronger than ever.
Ooh.
I thought that you were playing very well.
Well, then in ranked, I am stuck. I cannot get out.
Oh, no, me too.
I cannot get out of, I'm saying calling myself out here, but I cannot get past Warrior.
I can't either. So I had the same thing. So we played on Thursday night, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Friday, of course, I had the Tekken bug again. So I was playing around with Lili, going back to my main, because anybody else, I just don't know their moveset, and I get absolutely crushed with, even though at my heart, I'm a Lars main. But so I went back to Lili, went back to practice mode, was playing around with a bunch of her moves that I really haven't dabbled in yet, and I obviously wanted to go test them out in the wild. I think I played 3 total matches, went to, you know, either got KO'd twice in a row or, you know, did the proper rematching etiquette. So I played against Brian. Jesus.
Hey, Brian.
Brians are so annoying. To get beaten by a Brian feels so bad.
So bad.
Like, even worse than with most other players. So I got my ass handed to me by a Brian. It was not even close. Then I had actually a really fun match. I did lose most of them. It wasn't a total blowout. I think I took a couple of rounds off of her, but I got absolutely obliterated by another Lili.
Oh.
Which almost never happens.
That's fun.
And she was Vanquisher level, so like 2 above me, but still in yellow. And actually what I was really excited about, like, I did get my ass beat, but it was like a fun ass beating because she was using moves that I had just started to add to my arsenal.
That's fun.
So I was like actually learning from her because I was like, okay, how is she beating me? What is she doing that I'm not doing?
Yeah.
And so a lot of, like, Lili's very stance based, because if you're facing forward, you do a totally different moveset than if you're facing backward. And the other Lili was doing a lot more backward facing stance stuff that I had only just started to mess around with.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt like I really learned a lot from getting my ass beat by her, even though it was a brutal stomping. So I was laughing the whole time, like, just looking at the screen, like, how'd she fucking do that? So that was really fun. And then I got into a match against my timeless rival, Reyna.
Oh,
can't shake him even now.
I can't either.
And even though I had lost 2 matches in a row, I then defeated this Reyna pretty handily and went straight back to where I had started in terms of rank. Lose 2, win 1. I am in that constant. It's just a vicious cycle. I can't get out of it.
And now I want to try it out because apparently they did updates to the ranking system where now it matches you more commonly with people of matching prowess rank.
Oh, interesting.
So I know that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, I guess if you're playing with them in that certain rank, then yes, they are with that character that good, but they could, you know, that might not be their main, they might not, but still, you might, like, you're going to start fighting people more on par. I've seen people on the subreddit complaining about it and saying it's terrible. I haven't really had a chance to mess around with it yet, but I'm hoping that maybe if I'm finding more people on the same skill level as me, maybe I'll move up in the world a little bit. But yeah, I started playing through because I was looking at the trophy list. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm this close.
To the platinum?
I'm going to try it.
Oh,
and I think
okay.
The only one that's going to give me trouble is that I do have to get to Vanquisher.
Oh,
that's one of the trophies. And so
I
don't know
if
that's going
to
happen.
That system.
I think I might have found it and I'm trying it out because I did. And what has helped my Shaheen play is that I did start playing the arcade quest.
Oh, okay.
Have you played that at all?
I got a little bit. I think I got to the point where it unlocks a map.
Yes.
So that's as far as I got, okay. And then I don't do that anymore.
There is like a little story to it. It's your avatar that you make for the fight lounge, which I didn't realize I was going to have to be staring at this weird version of myself that I created really quickly in 5 minutes to get into the Tekken fight lounge for this whole arcade quest. But
you
here we are.
You can change it at any time, you know.
I know, but then I don't want to put that much effort
nobody
into it.
Nobody cares about the avatars.
No one cares about the avatars. And this whole mode is built up around this like story mode around all these avatars and stuff like that.
Nobody fucking cares.
And it's
cares.
Just like, this is so, it's such a weird like disconnect of what Tekken is to what this is, and it just throws me off. So every time there is a story of the arcade quest, but I'm skipping through every cutscene.
We don't need that.
Well, and it's also kind of like another training mode because it's like, you'll be in the third location on this map and they're like, hey, guess what's great to use in your fights? Heat. And you're like, I've done this for like 50 hours now. And so that like unlocked a lot of some Shaheen moves and different stuff like that that I haven't figured out. So that made it better. But yes, that I feel like in our like friend group matches, I'm doing all right. Put me in ranked. I love that it shows like your friend rank with you because you and I are just right
there.
We
are right there. We are right there together. We can't get out. We're stuck. It's the team chat curse.
It really is.
We're trapped in low warrior and we can't get out.
But it's still so much fun. But playing all this multiplayer stuff has made me, though, be like, I need a single player game and I need to get into one.
Yes.
And so that has been very difficult, though, landing on what I want that game to be. I've been like pouring over my library. I even started because it was one that I'd had on my list for a really long time. And I know I had it because of the PS Classics collection that I wanted to try Days Gone.
Oh, Oh, huh.
Have you? Do you know much about that one?
I feel like I always think that Days Gone is one thing, and then I look it up, and I'm like, oh, it's a totally different thing than I thought it was.
Yeah.
So no, I don't know what it is.
Those unaware, it's by Bend Studio, Sony Bend Studio. It came out in, I want to say, it just had its 5-year anniversary, and I was like, there's no way this game has only been out for 5 years. I thought it had been out for a lot longer.
It feels like a tenor.
Yeah, it kind of does. And so, here's the thing. I started it, I probably put 10 hours in.
Wow, 10? Damn.
I think. Maybe a little less than that. Maybe more like 8. And, like, there are parts of it that I really liked. The combat of it was really good. I enjoyed the fighting of the Freakers, is what they call the zombies in this one.
It's a zombie game.
You're on the motorcycles.
That's why I've never given a fuck about it.
And so I wanted to because I was like, okay, well, like, obviously The Last of Us, fucking love it. You know, number one game of all time still for me. And so I was like, here's another entry in similar, you know, in the same genre, another Sony studio. I'll check it out. I just cannot click with it.
It's just not there.
I don't know what it is. Cause like the combat of it in the actual like fighting, it's got a fun little crafting system.
Is
there's a lot of stuff that you can do.
Person?
Third person. There's a lot of stuff that you can do in it that I like it's the story and the characters.
So what is the story?
And the setting,
I know basically nothing about Days
Gone. Throw me off. So basically the story is you play as Deacon St. John.
What a name, Jesus.
Right. It's a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose.
I'm not trying to like just like him, but like I can't help it. You want me to take with a serious face that I'm playing a game for 40 hours or something with a motorcycle, like Sons of Anarchy motorcycle gang member whose name is Deacon St. John?
What a mouthful, Jesus.
I can't. No. So anyway, the game starts off. The whatever happened. And it's just like you're in the middle of this.
Oh, just the event that caused
it. The event that caused it. And it's like the day of or, you know, a few days after or something like that. And you, as Deacon St. John, are trying to escape from this town with your wife. And so
she dies, I assume.
You think she does.
No wife has ever survived.
Where I'm thinking they think she maybe is still alive kind of thing. He's trying to convince her to get on this. They're trying to get on this helicopter that the army is flying out. And they're like, of course, the last two people who can fit on this thing. And they're like, we got to go. We can't fit you two. You got to get on this thing. And then right at that moment, Deacon's friend and former and co-motorcycle gang member Boozer shows up.
Now that's a name. That's a good ass name.
And he's hurt. And he's not going to be able to make it out on his own. And there's only room for two people on this helicopter, not three. So old Boozer's going to have to stay. But Deacon, being the upstanding chivalrous man he is, says, honey, you go. You get on this helicopter without me. I got to help my best bro back here, Boozer.
Oh, my God.
So then, like, cut two. That's, like, the end of it is her flying away on this helicopter. And that's, like, the intro movie to this game, cinematic to this game. And then cut to, like, 2 years later. Excuse me, 765 days gone.
See? Aha. Uh-huh. I see.
See, that's where the title comes
because
in.
Because 28 days gone was already taken.
See, I thought that was pretty clever. That's where they work in the title. But still. And so then it's like 2 years later, and you're still running around with Boozer, just trying to like survive in this world.
Boozer survived.
Yeah, so Boozer made it. He's a huge pain in the ass and slows you down another turn. But still, then it's like you find out through going through another mission that like, oh, maybe my wife is still alive because there's like a helicopter crash. The base they went to got overran something. It honestly didn't make a ton of sense. But without having to explain everything about this game, it basically just like throws you into this and acts like you're supposed to really care about all these people. And I don't. And it's kind of the thing like the characters themselves, like if it was just him on himself, Deacon would probably be fine. And like Sam Witwer, do you know who he is?
That sounds really familiar.
He is in, there's
Witwer.
He does Darth Maul in The Clone Wars and stuff like
hell
that.
Hell yes.
He also is the voice. Oh, he also is Starkiller. Oh, it's this guy.
Sam Witmore or Witwer?
It's this guy.
Why
Starkiller in The Force Unleashed. This is actually his face.
Oh, God.
Got this one, Starkiller. But yeah, so he's very good actor. Oh.
This is not even close to what I was imagining.
He's a great actor, but just he's not selling me as a hardened biker gang. guy.
So he's just the voice actor, right? Or and did they model? Oh, they modeled the character after him. Oh, he does not give hardened biker vibes.
No, and they like give him a beard and tattoos, lots of rings, and a lot of, you know. So
I mean,
just,
maybe if they had named him Boozer, I would be able to take it more seriously.
But yeah, I just wasn't. I don't know. His performance is fine. It just I just don't buy him as this. And then the thing that's also driving me nuts is that Boozer gets hurt again very early on in this early story. So you have to leave him back at your base as he recovers.
Damn it, Boozer.
His arm got like burned up to hell. And you know, and he's, but then you have radios and you'll be out exploring and everything. And I swear to God, it's every 5 minutes. He's like, he'll radio in, "Hey, Deke, I see something or smoke down the mountain a little bit. I'm going to go check it out." And you have to be like, "Boozer, no, stay here. You got to rest up. As soon as your arm's better, we'll be out of here." And then he's like, "Yeah, yeah, you're right, Deacon. I'll wait. Thanks, buddy." And then he hangs. And then he hangs up on the radio. And Deacon always just goes, "Oh, that son of a bitch. That stubborn son of a bitch. Everything in the game is a son of a bitch. Oh, this son of a bitch. This son of a bitch. Oh, that broke, that son of a bitch."
So it's like Aloy constantly talking about the plants you can collect.
Yes, it's kind of that same thing. Oh, but God. It's just everything is like that. That kept happening. It's like, this is getting annoying. But then the thing about it too, that I just can't wrap my head around why this choice, and I honestly think the biggest detractor for why I did not connect with Days Gone, and I'm talking about this a lot more than I thought I was going to, but here we are.
I love hearing about games we hate. We don't often talk about the games we hate.
It's the very premise. You are in a world, and it's the same thing, like with typical zombie lore, you want to be quiet as a fucking church mouse around all these. But in this game, what is your main mode of transportation? How do you get around this world?
Loud ass.
A goddamn motorcycle. You're out there in the Pacific Northwest taking this thing up trails and it's just through this whole world.
Boy.
And then it's just like, of course people are going to come at you. Of course these things are going to like charge at you in mass hordes of things. I did come across one of the hordes of the freakers. That part is really cool. Like that and having to deal with that and be like, oh, fuck, I am not fighting this. And hightailing it the hell out of Dodge is really fun. But I just like, I don't know, that little disconnect where I was like, the whole point and the point in this game, like it is encouraged for you to be quiet and to be silent. You can craft a suppressor for your guns and weapons
and
stuff like that.
And then it gives you the motorcycle.
But the motorcycle
is
what you ride around on.
I see. Yeah,
I just kind of like,
that would bother me.
I see what you're doing here. But this is just, for whatever reason, I cannot get past that.
I think it would have been fascinating character development if non-Boozer had to instead switch to a bicycle.
See, that would be great.
Bicycle, real quiet.
Horse, anything. Yeah. But no, it's just, I don't know. And so like
dog,
all this stuff.
Sled.
Yeah. That would even be better.
Yeah.
Just a few things like that. And I was just like, I gave it a good solid try a couple times of coming back to it and playing for, you know, a couple hours at a time just to try to get into it more. And I just couldn't. So that one, so I kind of like dropped that one and went back to my multiplayer games for a while. Maybe I'll try again just like one more time because like sometimes that happens and then I get to a point and
Dude,
then it clicks.
Get more comfortable with giving up.
I know. I really
just
do.
Give up.
And so that's what I mean. So I did and I moved on to something else. And the something else has been a lot of fun and it is A Plague's Tale Innocence.
Oh, okay.
Also, it's been sitting in my backlog for a long time.
It's been sitting in both of our backlogs and you're having started it and you're already saying pretty good things about it.
Really
obviously
good.
We haven't talked much about it at all because I don't want to know.
And I'm not going to talk about it here.
Yeah. And it's a short game. So the plan is that I'm also going to play it. And then once we are both done, and again, it's a fairly short game, we're going to do a joint review of it.
Hell
so
yeah.
Very
excited
about that. I can't believe it's still $40.
Wait, is it not? Oh, because
you already
had it.
But
I had it on PS Plus.
Mm-mm,
oh,
you've
got to get a sale. Okay,
I know.
There's got to be a spring sale, summer sale, something's got to be.
$40.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you had it still.
No, I mean, I've definitely wanted to play it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful game,
yeah.
PS4 or not. So I just need to knock it out because then the sequel, Requiem, is free.
And you have that one?
Yeah, so I've got... Oh, yeah,
okay.
No. I've got that one through PS Plus. So
okay,
I did get Requiem, but I didn't get Innocence.
Oh, damn.
So I'll have to pay for one of them, but I guess it's not the end of the world.
But still, it's very good so far. I would say, surely there's got to be some sale that it'll be on pretty quick.
Plus,
but
having played the Dishonored series, I am very familiar with controlling rats through magical powers.
I will say, I knew that this one had to do with, like, a, you know, plague, rats, that kind of... I mean, it's in the name. But, like, I hadn't really seen much of it.
And this is a little bit more tends to the horror than what I was expecting to.
I saw quite a bit of it, so I know what I'm in for more or less. But yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
It's very fun. The one thing I will say, because I was like kind of trying to think of like how I would like describe it. It honestly feels very not with quite as much of a combat focus, but it feels very Hellblade.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Just in kind of like how it goes, how you navigate. What tasks you're doing and stuff like that. Like, kind of feels like that a little bit.
I already know you can't because there's a sequel to the game, but God, I wish you could kill your little brother.
He's an annoying little shit.
Let's just kill him. Let him die.
But yeah. So that's pretty... I decided on that one, and it's finally paid off. But I've been looking for a new single-player one because I knew, like... Hellblade 2 comes out next month, so I know that's coming out soon. And then I knew, like, I had Star Wars Outlaws coming up, but not till August. And so there was a couple other things. I was just like, shit, what am I going to play? And so finally landed on it. But I was honestly bummed, though, that Days Gone didn't hit. I'd been sitting on it waiting to be like, man, I'm ready. Let's go. And then it just kind of didn't really stick for me. And oh, well.
Well, I'm glad, because if it had stuck, I wouldn't have played that game.
Yeah.
but Plague Tale, I'll play.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. So look out for that review coming soonish. It'll happen. So,
it'll happen.
But yeah, so it's exciting stuff. Anything else we need to touch on? I feel like we're just playing a lot of catch up here, but it's great. Like going over our last few weeks apart.
No, I think that's everything.
We're good?
I think we covered it.
You ready to go get french fries?
Unless you want to hear more about all the new collector cards I managed to get in my more recent playings of Final Barline.
Well, let me reset the recording.
Reset it!
Let's go! All right, everybody. But yeah, so that's pretty much what we've been doing, what we've been catching up with in our time since we've last seen, heard from us. And so anyway... Let us know what you've been playing. We would love to hear from you as well. Send us an email at teamchatpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us over on the Discord, on social media, all that great place. We would love to hear from you. But I think that wraps up this episode of Team Chat Podcast. It is good to be back behind the mics. And until next time, everybody, I'm one of your hosts, Jared Wilson, joined to my right by Rachel Mogan.
Adios.
We will see you all next time.